AircheckDownloads.com.
We're hearing the 40 biggest hits of the week according to the official nationwide survey of Billboard magazine. This is American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and the countdown continues.
Number 10.
They formed in their hometown of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, back in 1983, and even then, these dudes were wearing makeup. Here are the four glam rockers, Poison, with Nothing But a Good Time. Nothing But a Good Time. Poison hit number 6 last week. This week falls to number 10. First hit from their album, Open Up and Say Ah. I'm Casey. This is American Top 40. A few years ago, the singer of the new band Breathe was thinking about becoming a door-to-door salesman. But he quit because he just couldn't bring himself to sing songs about vacuum cleaners. The story of how he was almost sucked into the whole mess is coming up.
The hits from coast to coast.
Once a week with AT40, and you know how your favorite songs are doing across the USA. Here's a man who's been all over the USA lately, Eric Carmen. Eric scored the hit Hungry Eyes a couple of months ago, which was featured in the movie Dirty Dancing. So for the past few months, he's been traveling around the country with the Dirty Dancing Tour, the roadshow that features the dancers from the movie as well as some of the music. This week, his current hit moves into the top 10. At number 9, Eric Carmen with Make Me Lose Control. Make Me Lose Control. Eric Carmen moving up a wild 7 notches to number 9. Eric's 38 years old, born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. This is American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem. Now we're up to the band whose singer once tried becoming a door-to-door salesman, but he quit because he just couldn't bring himself to sing songs about vacuum cleaners. He's 23-year-old David Glasper of the English group Breathe. David told us that while trying to make it in music, he took all sorts of odd jobs, a few of them on factory assembly lines. So when the opportunity came up to sell vacuums, he figured, why not? At least he'd be out on his own all day. David told us, I got the job and the guy said, when you turn up Monday, be prepared for something unexpected. And that's exactly what David got. He was escorted into a room set up like a church. There were rows of pews with a podium up front. David says, they told us we were going to be trained in American sales techniques. There was this mad-looking, large sort of guy on drums in the corner next to the podium. And there were all sorts of types in the audience, like ex-army colonels and ex-RAF officers and strange offbeats. End of quote. Well, David says things just got weirder and weirder. They passed out what looked like hymn books, but they were actually filled with music to popular songs. Except the lyrics were changed. They were singing the praises of the vacuum cleaner they were going to be selling. Then the whole class of salespeople broke into a group sing-along. They warbled little ditties about how wonderful it was to sell this vacuum. Next, one by one, people stepped to the podium for testimonials. I managed to sell my vacuum to Mrs. X because I wouldn't let her close the door on me. And I got in there and she bought it and I made that money. Then the guy in the corner on drums would do a drum roll. David Glasper says, I finally just thought, what am I doing here? It was all too strange for him. David says he could have cleaned up selling vacuums. But he's not doing too badly these days making music. He's at number 8 with the rest of the band Breathe with Hands to Heaven.
As I watch you move.
The four-man band from London, Breathe, with their Hands to Heaven. It's their first chart single here in the States, and it cracks the top 10, moving up 6 notches to number 8. 7 big ones to number 1 as the countdown continues.
The hits from coast to coast.
American Top 40's heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like X104, WXTY, Ticonderoga, New York, Better Music, KOR, Starkville, Mississippi, Radio International, KATQ, AM and FM, Plentywood, Montana, and Radio Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Well, this one hit number 1 on the Black Singles chart, and it's looking for a chance to do the same thing on the Pop chart. At number 7, up 3 notches, teenager Al B. Shore with Night and Day. Night and Day by Al B. Shore, 19 years old and living in New York City. 10th week in the countdown, and the song moves up 3 notches to number 7. Next is the song Roll With It by Steve Winwood. And to a lot of people who know Steve for his smash album Back in the High Life, Roll With It might sound like a musical departure for him. But Steve says it's more of a musical homecoming. You see, back in the 60s, way before the slick pop sound of Back in the High Life, Steve was a singer for a British band called the Spencer Davis Group. They were heavily influenced by American rhythm and blues. And Steve says, quote, "I think Roll With It harks back to the music I was listening to when I was growing up and when I started playing music. And it's probably more like the kind of thing that I might have done with Spencer Davis." End of quote. Here's Steve Winwood rediscovering his roots at number 6 this week with Roll With It. You gotta roll with it, baby. Steve Winwood rolling doubles up 6 notches to number 6 this week. His 7th Top 40 solo hit. You're listening to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. We're counting down to the Australian band INXS, whose lead singer doesn't live in Australia. He lives in an Asian seaport that was once the center of the opium trade. And now people call it the world's greatest shopping center. Details coming up.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
These are the hits ranked by Billboard magazine. And here's a young man who's found a home here in the top 5. His first hit, Don't Mean Nothing, went to number 3. Then Should Have Known Better also hit number 3. Next, Endless Summer Nights went to number 2. And now his 4th top 40 hit moves up to number 5 this week. Here's Hold On to the Nights by Richard Marx. Moving up 3 notches to number 5, Hold On to the Nights, Richard Marx. From Hollywood, this is Casey Kasem on American Top 40. Now we're up to the Australian band INXS, whose lead singer Michael Hutchence doesn't live in Australia. He lives in a land owned by China, but run by the British government. A capitalist haven built on property owned by the world's largest communist country. I'm talking, of course, about the city of Hong Kong. We checked the Random House Encyclopedia for some background on this fascinating city. More than 400 years ago, European nations traded with Hong Kong when it was part of China. The biggest traders were the British, and the British government backed the biggest business, opium. Dope smuggling. In the 1800s, the Chinese and the British went to war over that territory, and in 1842, the British won. They officially took over Hong Kong, but China and Great Britain continued for years to struggle over Hong Kong's ownership. Then, in 1898, they reached an agreement. The Chinese government granted a lease to the UK, a lease that would last for 99 years. Since then, Hong Kong has gone on to become a huge center for Asian business, East trading with West, from electronics to silks, everything imaginable. Some people call it the world's greatest shopping center. But in 1997, the 99-year British lease on Hong Kong officially expires, and China plans to take it back. The Chinese government, though, has agreed to let business go on as usual for another 50 years after that. But even so, experts say, Hong Kong's future is uncertain. Will China change Hong Kong, or will they leave it the capital of capitalism? In Hong Kong these days, people are wearing T-shirts that read, Countdown to 1997, what will happen? Well, it might mean a few changes for the people who live there, like a Hong Kong resident in our countdown this week, Michael Hutchence of INXS. He lived in Hong Kong when he was 12 and 13 years old, and 2 years ago, he moved back there. Here he is at number 4 in the countdown with INXS and New Sensation. INXS, the hit sensation from Australia with New Sensation. Third top 40 hit from their album, Kick, and it holds this week at number 4 as the countdown rocks on.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
We're getting closer and closer to number 1. 13 British acts this week, and the one who ranks highest in the countdown is roaring right here at number 3, the 5-man band from Sheffield, England, Def Leppard, with Pour Some Sugar on Me. Def Leppard with Pour Some Sugar on Me. It's their 6th top 40 hit and their biggest, holding at number 3 this week. Up next, the 2 top songs in the USA.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
We're just one song away from number 1. And at number 2 is the hit by Pebbles. Now, even though Pebbles is only 23 years old and sings fun dance songs, she says having a mature image is very important to her. Quote, I'm not some silly young thing. Maybe some people see me that way. Sure, I can talk about fashion and makeup and all that, but don't think I'm dumb. and can't take care of business. End of quote. Well, she's been taking care of business all right here on the charts. This one, which she wrote herself, went to number one on the Black Singles chart, and this week holds at number two on AT40. Pebbles with Mercedes Boy. Pebbles and her Mercedes Boy zoomed all the way up and hit number two last week. This week, it stays right there, which means we've arrived at the number one song in the USA. But before I play it for you, let's look at Billboard's other number ones. Number one on the country chart is If You Change Your Mind by Roseanne Cash. Number one on the dance chart is What's On Your Mind by Information Society. Number one on the Black Singles chart is Paradise by Sade. Number one on the album chart, OU812 by Van Halen. And that leads us to the number one song here on American Top 40. It's by a group who first got hot back in 1979 and 1980. They had a string of four top 40 hits, including the top tenor, I Want You to Want Me. But then came a string of near misses. For the next 8 years, all their chart hits fell short of the 40. But now, 14 years after they first formed in Rockford, Illinois, they've come back with the strongest hit of their career. The song that brought them back to the countdown after an 8-year layoff last week went all the way to the top. And this week, it stays on top. The number one song in the USA is by Cheap Trick, The Flame. The number one song for a second week in a row, The Flame by Cheap Trick. The four-man band have scored 5 top 40 hits, and this is their first number one. There you have them, the 40 most popular records in America, straight from the official Billboard chart for the week ending July 16th, 1988. American Top 40, created by Casey Kasem and Don Bastani in conjunction with Tom Rounds and ABC Watermark, is produced in Hollywood by ABC Watermark. Our mailing address is American Top 40, Post Office Box 2000, Hollywood, California, zip code 90028. Our executive producer is Tom Cuddy. Producer, Elizabeth Rollins, with Matt Wilson, Daryl Morton, Tracy Pearson, Dana Schwartzwalder, Ann Strohecker, Allison Pipitone, Michael Sullivan, Mike Williams, David Cohen, Stu Jacobs, and Dean Hotop. My name's Casey Kasem. Join me next week, and again, we'll count down the 40 most popular hits in the USA. By the way, don't forget to catch a glimpse of your favorite stars each week as I count them down on my TV show, America's Top 10. Till then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
AirCheckDownloads.com.